We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I still get a little giddy when people come into studio. I mean, you have to understand the pandemic. It was Ray, myself, and Matt, every single, and Food Truck Tommy, and we didn't see anybody for a long, long time. And so to have people in studio is still, we've done it now for a couple months, but it's always nice. We have Father Michael Dolan, who is the head at Northwest Catholic. How do you, are you the principal, the headmaster?
I'm the president. I'm not just a member, yeah.
And then we have Ashley Mara, who is the athletic director at Northwest Catholic. And the reason why, well, I'd love to have fine folks on the program all the time, but you got a huge gift, like a transformative gift for the school.
$2 million.
Yeah, from an Mark alum, Breen. Mark Breen, class of 68. And first of all, how does that happen? I mean, you have a 60th anniversary, so you're obviously raising money for this. You know, the institution is, it's a great school. I know of a lot of parents who send their kids through there, and they love it. And but how do you do that?
Well, we look at the needs of the school, then we come up with a dream, and somebody else likes the dream. They get on board. They love their time at Northwest Catholic, and then someone else followed up with an anonymous $1 million gift. And yesterday, someone gave us $100,000. So I think we're on our way celebrating the 60th.
Now, is all of those, is it, so that $3.1 million, is that all going toward the new athletic complex, or is,
I think so? I think the athletic director would think so, yes.
I'd like to think so.
Does that pay for everything you want?
It pays for phase one of what we are looking to do here at Northwest.
Really?
Yes.
Phase one?
Yes.
So what is, okay, so you have $3 million to put toward an athletic complex. What is it going to do at the school?
So right now, you know, what we're trying to do is we're trying to, you know, match the facilities to the product we're giving. So in essence, where when you walk into the school, you see a huge complex, and that is a stadium, and the Neil Brewer Stadium. And that has the football field, it has a soccer field, and it has a baseball field.
That's not what you have now, that's what you're going to build.
That is what we have now.
Oh, okay.
It is grass. And if you are an athlete from the beginning of times at Northwest to now, you will see why we need to change it. Because 60 years of grass starts to turn into dirt. but, you know, what we're looking to do is transform that into a multi-sport athletic complex. So we'll make that entire complex turf. And hopefully add lights as well. So, you know, the baseball field will be turf, and then the stadium field will be a multi-sport turf complex.
So I got a couple questions. Do you make a cost-benefit analysis? You're like, okay, if we do grass and actually have to make it really nice, we're going to have all this infrastructure and maintenance, or do you just say we want a turf from the start? Because, I mean, baseball, like football on turf is everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Baseball on turf is not everywhere. And so I just was mm-hmm. curious what the considerations were.
When students come and look at the place, they'll say, oh, this is great, but, you know, the fields could use a little work. And they'll go to a school that has what we're trying to build. And that's, we want to get those students to come to our institution. And that's what brings it in. So our cost-benefit analysis will be that if we get more students, this works better.
And it helped. I mean, listen, St. John's Prep in Danvers, Mass, where they spent a huge multiple of that.
It's, your alma mater.
Well, my brother went to St. John's Prep. I went to prep school, but they are like the class of the region when it comes to facilities and sports, and it has an impact on admission. It does have that sort of the I don't know what they call it, the knock-on effects are positive across the board.
It's curb appeal.
Well, exactly. And, you know, the thing of it is at Northwest Catholic is we, you know, 90% of our kids at Northwest play sports. And so it affects that many kids, that many students. And if it's not affecting just the 90%, it's affecting 100% of the students and just the experience they're getting going to games. And, you know, you look around the state or, you know, around New England, and I mean, let's talk about the weather in New England, right? We can talk about that all day.
Yeah.
If we have bad weather for a day or two, I mean, my student athletes are off the fields for 3 or 4 days.
Right.
And that's an extreme disadvantage to our school. We have wonderful athletes and really, truly amazing coaches. And, you know, quite honestly, they're not getting the experience that most schools in Connecticut are getting right now because they get to continue playing. If you look, every soccer field has turf. Lacrosse fields have turf.
Yeah.
You know, you can name the sports forever. So it's trying to even the playing fields, literally and figuratively.
So what would phase two be? I'm fascinated by this because, you know, my wife works at Loomis Chaffee. Mm-hmm. We've been in a lot of schools. And so I think that these things, you're right, they're not just about sports. It's about activities. You do a bunch of stuff, and they do a bunch of non-athletic events on their turf fields, and you can have field days and all sorts of fun stuff. But what would phase two be? So with this, you'll get the fields, but you won't get the lights. Is that how it works?
Well, we go for lights. I think we'll get that in short order. But what we want to do is move inside the building and do the labs. Now, our labs are not up to date, but two of our girls got into MIT. So the beakers may be dirty, but it worked out really well.
Right. We're talking with Father Michael Dolan, president of Northwest Catholic, and Ashley Marr, the athletic director. And in terms of construction, like you just announced the gift. This is the 60th anniversary of Northwest Catholic. Is this something you can like do in a summer?
What's the rate? I used to work construction, but I never built a field. Just paved driveways.
Well, once you go through the permit process, the turf process takes about 4 months. You know, give or take. Of course, things come up, things change, things are going to have to be added, things are going to have to be taken away. And this is the first time that this school has gone through such a large construction project. So.
Yeah.
You know, the people that will be doing it expect it to be, you know, if we were to start it in the fall, hopefully we have spring sports on the turf, but that's an ideal situation. You know, there's obviously room for, you know, a little wiggle room.
What are you going to do? So you want to do the winter's tough because it's winter, but it's also you have less of a need for the fields, right?
Correct.
So you would start like after football's over and try to get it done for the spring?
Well, we'll see. It depends on the time.
Do you have an alternative venue to play your games?
We have alternative venues that we can play. And if we can get this project moving as soon as possible, I think the excitement will be there. And a lot of people are going to get on board and hopefully, you know, help in different ways and start getting involved in the process and just using that energy to continue through the year of 2022-2023 school year.
Two quick questions. One is, will there be some sort of year-roundish, like summer, like programs to use the?
Yes. Nonstop.
What happens at Northwest in the summer?
Everything.
We don't stop in the summer. We have summer clinics that we offer for grades four going into ninth that we offer for various number of our sports that are on our website, and those run 4 days a week, 3 hours a day. All through the summer up until football season starts in August. Football and boys golf start in the beginning of August, and that'll kick off our fall season.
You know, it's private school, so you can sort of do your own rules. We talked during the pandemic a couple times, and, you know, this recent wave is weird because everyone's getting it. Like, I feel like I know in every part of my life, people are getting COVID, and everyone's just sort of moving forward. How has it been for your school?
Fine, because we always have mitigating factors in terms of mitigation attempts to make sure the kids are healthy, and they are good, and the ones are better in class because we keep those practices up, and they've been fine. We have very low rate.
Where Father Dolan and I kind of came in around the same time.
Yes,
and
true.
It's funny, we're just meeting some of the students for the first time.
Well, they've been
year.
Undercover with the mask.
I know,
so it's hard to.
But we have not had to. You know, every now and then we have to make sure that our teams are safe and maybe, you know, reschedule a game here and there. But over the past couple of years, we have not had to stop any of our playing for sports. We've continued through.
Well, I'm sure you want to give a nice thank you to Mr. Mark Breen.
Oh, certainly.
Class of 68, congratulations. I know these things can be transformative. And thanks for coming in the studio today. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We have, of course, Father Michael Dolan and Ashley Marr. Father Dolan is the president of Northwest Catholic, and Ashley is the athletic director on a $2 million. It's sort of, when you take the anonymous gift, it's $3 million. He said he got $100K yesterday, so they just got $3.1 million for a new athletic facility.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.